With Ross Reynolds, I'm Steve Scherr on The Record. If you look at a nutrition label on a package of food, you'll see things like serving size, total fat, sugars. Who determines the serving size? What does total fat mean? And why is sugars pluralized? The FDA is hoping some of the more mysterious aspects of nutrition labels will be clearer after today. They're unveiling what they hope will be easier to read nutrition labels. Dr. Adam Drewnowski is director of the Center for Public Health Nutrition at the University of Washington. He's here to help us understand what the changes are being made and what's at stake. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
What changes are being made? Let's go down the list. You have an interesting graphic in front of you, and so do I. It's from the New York Times. They sort of showed us what might be different about these labels that we see on the side of a cereal box, for example. The first thing I see is a big, bold sentence that says 8 servings per container.
That is the key. So the new nutrition label is easier on the eyes, bigger type, fewer characters.
I don't have to search around as much.
You got it.
Now, why is serving size changing?
The serving size is being expressed in terms of cups. The Food and Drug Administration has been operating using a definition of servings that goes back to the 1970s. Those were called reference amounts customarily consumed in 1971. And this is why we end up with a 3-ounce serving of steak or an 8-ounce serving of soda, whereas in point of fact, people consume double and triple the amount at a sitting.
So they're admitting to the reality of Americans changing dietary habits.
They are now pointing to the number of servings per container, because, say, a container of 20-ounce beverage is 1 serving, not 5.
Not 5. Is that going to change the way I eat my potato chips or
Cheetos? It may, because calories are really here, right in front of your face in big type. 230 calories per serving and 8 servings per container. And in fact, I'm looking here at this label. I was trying to figure out what it was, and it's a giveaway. We'll go through the label bit by bit. But I can see with the carbs, no sugar, 55 grams per serving. What is it?
I don't know. You know better than me.
It's a giveaway. It's crunchy granola.
Oh.
I don't think it's labeled here, but it is crunchy granola.
Look at you. You can read the labels, sort of. You can decipher them.
I can work backwards.
The other thing that's fascinating about this label is they're shifting the percent of daily values, those things that we say, oh, how much fat, how many sugars, and they're shifting it over to the left. Why does that matter?
I think the percentage is important. I don't think people know what the daily values are, actually.
That's a little confusing.
For example, daily value for protein, that not that anyone would know this, is about 50 grams. So here they are trying to work out what the percentages are. I like the idea of having percentages, but notice also that there is a new addition here, and that is the added sugars.
And why is that important? This is a problem with the current label, sugars. Was unclear?
That will cause problems because the database for added sugars really isn't there. So industry or the FDA or the USDA, one of the federal agencies with acronyms, will have to work on this because added sugars are not really easily accessible in any of the federal databases.
What do we mean by added sugars?
Added sugars are sucrose and high fructose corn syrup that are added to foods.
I see.
But there are some other ingredients, for example, say concentrated apple juice or concentrated pineapple juice. So are those juices or are those added sugars or are those total sugars? I think that'll keep lawyers working for days.
But you like the change anyways?
I like the change. I think the idea here is that added sugars are really added to processed foods. So the FDA is really going after processed foods with a high content of added sugars. Interestingly enough, in Europe, the food and agriculture organization of the UN is now going towards free sugars, adding the sugars in 100% juices to the definition of, say, added sugars or free sugars. So there are counter trends in policy around this, which are not consistent across the globe.
What else? So here we see that one shift, Adam Drewnowski. What's something about you hate about the current labels you still would like to see changed?
What I did not like about the current labels is the stuff on the bottom about things calculated per 2,000 calories, 2,500 calories. It gets very confusing very fast, and it's all in small type. You can hardly read it. And this is the reason, I think, why people pay no attention to the food label, and they really ought to be paying attention to the Nutrition Facts Panel, is the major educational tool that we have.
Well, it's hard. It's hard to do this. All right, so overall, we're going to see calorie counts put in bold, made more prominent. Is there evidence that knowing calorie count for a consumer affects how I consume food?
I hope so. But there are going to be people who say the only label we ever look at is the one that says 79 cents. So what do you do with that? So we really need to look at the nutrition, but also realities of life. The added sugars are cheaper than the natural sugars. They're still sugar, but they are cheaper. So what do we do here to make sure that the Nutrition Facts Panel really is read by people who are going to be most affected and the ones with least choice?
Now, the president's announcing this with Michelle Obama. This is part of her Let's Move effort. But any evidence that this will actually, the FDA can push this through and make these changes?
I'm hoping. I think this is an improvement of what we've had before. And I think that the calories, servings per container, and the reshaping, the simplifying of the nutrition focus is a good thing. Notice also on the bottom that vitamin D and potassium were added, and vitamin A and vitamin C were now removed. Vitamin A and vitamin C are going to be in plant foods. Vitamin D, potassium, not only plant foods, but also dairy. So vitamin D is a nutrient of concern. The major source of it is dairy products, milk and milk products.
So we want to see that.
We probably want
clearly
to see that, yes.
Dr. Adam Drewnowski is director of the Center for Public Health Nutrition at the University of Washington. The First Lady and the FDA are unveiling the proposal to overhaul the food labeling system for the first time in two decades. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
This is The Record.